You're listening to Alan Brazil Up Front, exclusively on Audio Boom. Welcome, welcome. Alan Brazil Up Front with Ray Parler on Audio Boom. How are you? Ray, how are you, mate?
How are you doing, Al? Very good indeed. Thanks.
What a weekend, eh?
Ah, well, I was pretty
happy.
What
about the Arsenal?
I didn't see that coming. I fancied him to maybe get a result, maybe by the odd goal. But certainly from scoring three goals was a brilliant performance. And the clean sheet as well. That was very important because they had some players out of the
Ray,
back.
Ray, they blitzed United.
Well,
almost as if United were still, you know, travelled late, got off the coach, rushed on the pitch. They just weren't ready for
it. They knew they had to bounce back. It was a poor performance, wasn't it, against Olympiacos. You know, awful defending.
Shocker.
Absolutely. So they knew they had to bounce back against a big Manchester United who started very well in the season. So people like Sanchez, Ozil, when they turn up, they are...
Well, I love Sanchez. Ozil's in and out, but the first two goals, he was great.
Well, the energy shows Sanchez, and his quality he's got when he's on the ball as well.
The second
he's
goal
been,
finish.
He's been, oh, no keeper, had no chance. So it was a great performance. Sitting very good in the league, but now can they get back into that Champions League? That's the big question. They've got some big games coming up. Bayern Munich, can they more or less mirror that performance against
Bayern?
Yeah,
did you see Bayern as well at the weekend?
Well, that's going to be a cracking game.
The survey says, Arsenal,
Well,
but they are 94% favourites to win the Premier League.
Well, I have backed out every single English club still to go through in the Champions League. So I'm hoping that, you know, it can all change around.
Any chance are you changing bookies to me?
I should do, yeah. I might as well just give you the money, Al, to be fair. But yeah, I'm looking at that Bayern Munich game at the Emirates is huge, absolutely huge game for more Arsenal more than Bayern Munich.
And you'll go to that, won't you?
I'll try and go to that one. Yeah, I definitely want to go to that one.
Yeah.
I thought you pop over to
mine, didn't you? I've got a box. We've got a box on that one.
Okay.
If you want.
So
yeah.
You usually go in the Diamond Club and
get
hospitality.
I've been blown out the Diamond Clubs. So I'm not happy. Okay. But we have a box and stuff.
Well, I'm sure I'll see you over there, Al, and we'll have a glass of wine together.
Quick one on Chelsea, because I need to talk Liverpool. But Chelsea 1, Southampton 3. Quite remarkable. Jose's blaming the penalty that was not given on Falcao.
Yeah.
I'll be honest, he was going away from goal, but there was contact, to be fair.
Yeah, there was contact, but certainly on the performance as well. I don't think you look at a penalty. I know, look, it was key.
Could have changed it at the time,
and things like that do change games. But Southampton had a big shout as well for penalty. So, you know,
and they were the better side.
And look, everybody's waiting to see what he's going to do with John Terry. Would he come back in? After conceding so many goals in recent games, I thought he had to play. Bring your skipper back in. But then they concede another three. But Southampton, look, they picked up a little bit of form. But look, he's had the support from the board, exactly what Jose wanted. But now he's got to really work hard as a manager now. We really haven't seen that over the years because he's just all fell into place for him. And
two players from the games we're talking about here. Fabregas, does he do enough on a Chelsea shirt? And I meant to say about Wayne Rooney as well. What's happened to Wayne? Look, he's just broken our level Dennis Law's record, hasn't he? He looked lost against the Arsenal. Where was he playing? What was he meant to be doing? What was his role?
Well, that is the big decision from Louis van Gaal. Where does he play him? Is he still up front? I know Martial's come in and done really well.
Do you think they're playing way too much now?
Yeah, I mean, he's got to just concentrate. He's such a... Well, I really rate Rooney. There's a lot of doubters out. A lot of people, he hasn't done it in big competitions and major games. But I think what he brings to the team, he's got that work rate, but he's got that quality on the ball as well.
But he gets frustrated. He starts going looking for the ball, goes deeper and deeper. And it's a bit like Harry Kane for Spurs. Watch Harry these days. All his work he's doing out of the box. And I feel like giving him a shake. Get in there.
It's going to be interesting now to see what happens Friday because obviously England call up as well. Will they play Rooney and Harry Kane together? I thought it was better when they did. But yes, look, when you're a striker, you've been a striker, Al. You get times when you're going through a bit of a rough spell and you just got to get through it. I've always said that to every single player. It's how you work hard on a training field to get you back into as long as you're making them runs, you're getting into them opportunities, then, you know, but I thought Sunday, it was just a poor performance from Manchester United, and Arsenal took advantage of that. And
should really kickstart the Arsenal season. I'm pretty sure Arsene Wenger is gutted. It's international week. Wanted to kick on again.
I was at Villa Park to watch Villa really struggle. I mean, they are struggling.
I'm worried about Villa. I really
and
am.
I couldn't believe the result at the Etihad. I mean, we've come through on the radio 1-0 to Newcastle. I was going, whoa, this could be a hell of a shock.
What one of them little pegs and coins was it he got the goal? You know, he sits there on the bench with his little board, McLaren.
Yeah.
And he's got his little black ones and red ones. I can't believe it. I'm sorry.
He needs an Aguero one. That's
what he wants. I've tried to be quiet, and I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah, I mean,
before the game in the dressing room, half
well,
time,
I work with McLaren.
Game, you don't go on the bench where he looks all right, tube.
I work with McLaren at Middlesbrough, and do you know what he used to do before the game? Which was very, I've never been, look, you should know, as a player, you should know every single player in your position in the Premier League, I think, because that's why you're a professional footballer. I should watch games and see who what his strengths are, weaknesses.
Well, but it's even better now. You know, my days, it was black and white. In your days, you can watch every goal, every game.
Yeah, exactly.
Game.
I mean, look, I understand when you're playing a team in Champions League and you don't really know the players.
All right, someone just whispered in the ear that I put 50p in the telly. It wasn't that old. I didn't have 50p in slots.
It wasn't going back a few years, though, wasn't it? I mean, crikey. To be fair. But, yeah, and do you know what he used to give us? He used to give us a sheet of paper with the player you're playing against.
Yeah.
And go for all their strike. And
well, you had to write down the
No. They would write it down, what he's good at. Now, these youngsters were looking at this bit of paper. Oh, he's really quick. He's a great goal scorer. He's great going past.
I'm playing against Roy the Rovers today.
They are scared before they even go out
exactly.
there. I was mucking about in there. I was going, what's his favourite CD? What's his favourite film?
Yeah. I mean, I don't mind. What's his pre-match meal? I don't mind, you know, looking into players and some giving you a heads up, but that's ridiculous.
But should you know, I think as a footballer,
you know
looking at
the
Premier, of course you do. It's so much football
I'm
on the CV.
Playing against centre-back, saying, if I get it to feet, he's going to clatter me, he's going to come through me. If I get him on the half-turner, get him in between the full-back and the centre-back, down the gullies, I'll kill them. I'll murder them.
We're playing like teams are below us, and my sheet of paper who I'm marking, he's like Pele. He's he looks a world beater.
I'm sorry.
So I'm thinking, wait a minute, he ain't that good.
I think it's unnecessary for what he's doing, and it's not helping him. Trust me. Moving on. Right, this is a big talking point. Ray, the Goodison Everton Liverpool derby, always a massive game. We're led to believe that Brendan Rodgers was out before the game. He didn't know it, but he was going to be out. What would have happened instead of 1-1? What would have happened if Liverpool had beat them 3-0?
Well, that would have been, again, I think some supporters would have said, well, again, they made their decision already, whatever the result was going to be.
Because he clearly didn't know before the game.
No. I mean, look, no one likes to see managers get sacked.
No.
I like Brendan as well. I think it just hasn't worked out for him. The players he's brought in has not hit the ground running, some of them. Some of them have been disastrous. Balotelli, people like that, he's brought in. And, you know, it just...
Did he buy them all, though? This is coming
out.
Yeah,
well, that is the next big thing. These days, clubs have changed so much. If I was a manager, Al, surely you want to go out and buy your own players. You want to be saying,
within
right...
reason, you can't, you know, you've got budget, okay. What's the overall budget? Right, show me a list of players. I like him, try and get them.
Whether he had an input in that, we don't know. But obviously, things weren't working out for Liverpool. Liverpool set their height so high now. I mean, they've got to get in that top four again. They come so close to winning the league.
Yep.
Suddenly, the bar goes up. Oh, you know what it's like. If you're a footballer, you start scoring week in, week out. You have to do that on a regular basis, or people start questioning you. So, Brendan... You know, he had a great Easter starts, and I think they've got to make a decision there. If they're going to change him, do it quickly.
So he's gone. It looks like Klopp. For me, Ancelotti is crystal.
Well, he's proved,
crystal
more proven.
Clear. He's the man. If I'm going to make a big decision and bring a top manager in, if he's available, I get him first before anyone.
Well, I would as well because he knows the Premier League at Chelsea. Looks like Klopp. I think going for that younger man who's he's very passionate. You know what he's like on the
Klopp of the cop.
It could be interesting. Who we got now? Klopp is very outspoken in the press conferences. Obviously, Jose we know about. Van Gaal is very entertaining as well. So these managers now, all these personalities. It's going to be interesting to see how he does. But he's done it in Germany. Look, he had a great season with Dortmund. You see his side, press
before
high.
That, I think it was at Mainz and done very well.
So, look, it's a gamble. There's no doubt it's a gamble. And it could go both ways. It could be an absolute nightmare car crash of getting a new manager in. Or it could be very successful. So, I'm sure they're going to give him...
With the same players, Ray? Or has he got to wait to January?
Well, that's what he's got to do. He's got the same players at the moment. But I'm sure that he will target players that he knows very well. Maybe the German players, some of the German players he knows, he works with, and bring his own players in. And I think they've got to back him on that. If you get a new manager in, whatever he says, you've got to go with him because, you know, what's the point of getting him in?
And what about his backroom staff? What about Gary McAllister, who's been brought into Liverpool? What about these poor guys?
Well, again, I'm sure that he will look at that situation. Some managers just want to play, you know, work with their own people. And that's the problem you have when you keep sacking managers and bringing new ones in, because some people have got big, you know, they've got probably three or four coaches they want to bring in as well. So when they get sacked, they leave as well. Yeah. And, it, you know, suddenly it costs a lot of money for these clubs to keep sacking managers. But
just a quick one, Ray, as well. So it looks like Klopp, we'll find out, we're told probably before the weekend, he'll be in place. Just another big game we've got to talk about was Aguero. We touched on it with Newcastle. Aguero's finishing.
Absolutely.
Sublime. Brilliant. Absolutely. Now, if they can keep that tempo, that momentum going, City, at long last, could go a long way in the Champions League.
Yeah, I mean, that was a brilliant result in midweek. Mönchengladbach getting that result right at the end, that, you know, penalty. Big 3 points for them. They needed it. But they followed that on. But with Aguero, I put him in the same category as Ronaldo, Messi. I know, he's that good.
Would you?
Well, he's for me. If
it's a big show.
Well, he's superb. I mean, the way he finishes it and gets in. I think he's in the Premier League. Remember, I think he was in Spain. He would score hat tricks every week, four goals, five. Yeah. He would. I promise you now, because he's that good. And I was amazed. As I said before, I was at Villa Park, and every single goal, Don McGuinness was talking about it, every single goal went in was, it's Aguero. And he must have been a little bit gutted in the end, because 25 minutes left, and the manager, Pellegrini, brings him off.
Yeah, could have got six.
Double hat-trick. Yeah. And now no one's ever done that in the Premier League.
I just managed five. I never got six.
So, yeah, well, that went bad, Al. But, you know, you got a few sixes, didn't you? You got a few sixes in training.
Yeah, but, up the gym.
Yeah.
What do you make of what's happening at Sunderland, Ray? Because we've got to talk international football as well in Europe, of course, European Championships. But Sunderland, do you think Sam will be enticed back? Because they themselves have got a funny buying regime
policy
up there.
I think Sam will have to control that. I think Sam will...
I'm not sure he wants to go back.
If Sam says to them, look, I've got to do everything in the transfer market, I know exactly what I want, who brings in what, then he might agree to it. Because, you know, once you're in a manager's job, which he's been for all his life, really, you know, you do miss it. You probably miss it day to day. Sometimes.
But will he go back then? I played against him, by the way back in the early 80s. Well, Sunderland.
He'd be the favourite at the moment. He's definitely the favourite.
Got a couple as well.
Not five that day. But yeah, he'd be the favourite. It's a big decision that they've got to make now. I mean, the players just ain't good enough, Al. I mean, if you look at their centre-half positions, this year I was at the first game of the season against Leicester. And Cabal and Coates at the back, it could have been 7 or 8.
Yeah.
I promise you now, they was that poor. And then they didn't really, you know, they got.
So whoever takes over, Ray, can you see them somehow light at the end of the tunnel? Could they put a couple of results together?
Again, they've just got to somehow get a result out of nothing. And then I think January window, you see a lot of clubs start panicking. A lot of clubs will be going in the market January.
Oh, without a doubt. But tell me, Sam said no. They say Sean Dyche has said no, and David Moyes, the sustainer.
Well, David Moyes, yeah.
No, he said no.
No, well, you know, it's an hard job. You get into a dressing room area, which is no confidence whatsoever. How you change it with the personnel you got. The players probably aren't good enough. The ones who have been there far too long, like Deadwood. So it's a real hard job to call. But someone out there will fancy their chances. But I just think that the buying policy has got to be suited to the manager more than the club. I mean, I don't know who's buying the players at the moment.
At least they've got a little break at the moment, but they've got to get it sussed.
But we know about this TV deal as well. No one really wants to go. This is such a massive season for the clubs in the Championship who are coming up. That new deal comes in, they're guaranteed 100 million if you go down next season.
Ray, just on that deal, Dermot Desmond, the owner of Celtic, has said, in our generation, Celtic Rangers will be in the English Premier League. He's adamant. Can you see it? I think the only way I can see it is if they add two more. You know, the
Scottish football. Scottish football would collapse him. Wouldn't it? I know Rangers are down.
I'm with you. It will. But you talk to Aberdeen, Hibs, Hearts fans, didn't you? And I'd say, no, good riddance. It'll be a bit more open league. and we'll be on the same plane.
And where would you think there would be if they played? Well, obviously Rangers. We can't talk about Rangers at the moment. They're still building to get back into the top division. But how would you say Celtic would struggle for 2 years
and then. As long as they're the right manager, and Ronnie, with the greatest respect, Ronnie Dahlia is not. So they'd have to bring a proper manager back in, and maybe a Martin O'Neill again to come into the Premier just to give them a lift. Someone who knows what they're doing, with the vast amounts of money. Make no mistake, Celtic and Rangers could hold their own.
Oh, they're huge clubs.
Not at first, but as long as they hung in there, and eventually they would hold their own for sure. You're listening to Alan Brazil Up Front. Exclusively on Audio Boom. Okay, let's go on to England. England squad. You're sort of picking a team here, Ray.
Yeah.
It's been a breeze for England, hasn't it? It's been an absolute breeze.
It's never been a problem, is it, qualifying? It's always been when you get to the tournament situation, then you're playing against better opposition. You know, they've always had a pretty straightforward group teams against them, which you always expect them to get through no problem. But when you get to that big tournament scenario, you know, when you're away, you've got to really, you know, keep everybody fit, keep everyone on their toes, keep everyone involved now as well, because there's certain times when you'll be needed in that England squad.
Ross Bartley, has he done enough?
Yeah,
this
I've tried to put a team down now, what I think we'll play there. I really like the way Harry Kane come on with Rooney, where Rooney was a little bit deeper, but them two can interchange because Harry Kane's a very clever player. He can play behind as well. So I'd like to see that. I mean, a little bit, go out to win the game a lot more, especially in a tournament football, because I do think that Roy sometimes, when I've seen him before, that he's gone out just to not to lose really, which I think England are better than that.
No, he should. Without a doubt, experiment.
So I've tried to...
Go on, look, give us a team that
I've
you
I've tried
think.
To think what I've seen in the squad. Look, he will make changes during the game. But I think he might start with, obviously, Joe Hart in goal. Klein at right back. I think he's got to get a run now. I think he's
good
had a
player.
Good player. Smalling's had a good season so far.
I'm still not sure, but...
Yeah. The big question is, does he try and bring Stones in, or... does he keep with the experience in Jagielka? That is a big decision Roy's got to make. Sometimes you have to have that.
Why wouldn't you go Jagielka Stones?
Oh, you could go that way. But I think Smalling's done all right. I thought he played well last game for England. Yeah, so he might look at that and say, he deserves it. I know he didn't play well the weekend, but I think he's done all right as well for Manchester United this year, alongside Blind.
Yeah.
So I've gone Kieran Gibbs. Yeah, obviously, with his injury he had. Really bad news for the lad. And great to see him back at Man United now, training and trying to get fit again. Obviously, it'll be a long, long period of time. But I think he will go Gibbs at left. And then I looked at the two in midfield. He loves Milner. He's a little worker in there.
Yeah, Milner's fine until you play the top sides.
Yeah.
With the greats. And I feel I'm having a go at Milner. I'm not. But when you play the big boys, you need a bit of class. And Milner, you know what you get with the guy. He's fantastic. He gives you 100%. He'll track back. He'll tackle. When you need a bit of class,
that's why you'll have players around him to give you the class.
I would
go Barkley.
I
think Barkley's had a good season so far. I think he's been excellent in midfield. Now look, he's good. What he's got to learn at, he's got to be defensive minded at times as well, because you can't just be right. I'm attack. When I'm on the ball, I'm really good. When I'm not off the ball, he's got to get in positions where he's quite defensive minded as well. I know it's half, but that's how you got to do it. If you're playing two in midfield,
Milner's alongside him.
That's what. If you're playing two in midfield, I think you've got to have that little defensive part of your game as well. And then this is what I would try and do. I think Sterling up on the left hand side at a three. I would play Rooney just behind.
But then, I'm with you if you're playing Minnows. But when you're playing good sides, would that midfield not get slaughtered, overrun?
Well, that's when you can change it around. This is just options, Al. You know, there's certain parts of the game you might have to change it, and you're chasing a goal. And I thought when Kane came on, I thought his movement and his work rate, I think it made opportunities for other people.
Can you play Sterling and Bartley?
I think he can. I think Sterling gives you a little bit something different on that left hand side.
Theo's got to play the way he's playing at the moment.
Theo's obviously going to play on the right hand side, or Oxlade Chamberlain.
Well, I'm not sure you can play Theo, Harry, and Rooney together. Because I think Theo now is a centre forward. Brilliant.
Look, with other players in the squad like Michael Carrick and people like good experience, Lallana's in it, you know, Jonjo Shelvey from Swansea. So there's lots of options for Roy, but for me, Friday night, I think I would go out with that team and go 2 or 3 nil up, and then maybe change it. Bring other players on. See, Dele Alli's in it from Spurs, who started his career. So what's the point of putting him in the squad if you don't give him game time?
No, get your calculator out here. I'm now looking at Scotland's group. Republic of Ireland against Germany. What a game. Republic have pulled themselves back into this. We've faltered a wee bit. We're at Hampden against Poland. Can we beat Poland? Maybe. Draw maybe is more like it. But our second game is Gibraltar away. Now, if you can't beat a pub team, with the greatest respect. So we are going to get, hopefully, 4 points. That means it could be difficult for Republic. They play Germany in Dublin.
Germany at
and
home,
then
have
to go to Poland.
Yeah, well, that's very difficult.
We're back in it.
Very, very much so.
Or could be back in it.
Oh, very much so. I think, obviously, we all know these massive games coming up for both sides. Germany at home, we see how good they were. I mean, when they were playing against Scotland recently, the way they passed the ball.
We got back in it, didn't we?
I always thought that they had another 2 gears if they wanted it, Germany. Upped it and gone, right, do we right, we need another goal.
The Georgia game was our game and we blew it.
Yeah, that's when you blew it.
We still could sneak in there.
But if Germany play like they did against Scotland or anywhere near that, I think that's going to be a tough game for Republic.
But Republic don't lose too many
and
in Dublin, do they?
Away to Poland, that ain't easy. That's not easy at all. So I think Scotland, we're looking at it and saying, right, this Poland
maybe
game,
Scotland debut there.
I made my debut against Poland.
Curtain, that was, Ray, when your pre-match meal was a scrawny chicken leg and cabbage soup.
You ill on the way home? I'm looking at it now. I mean, Poland's going to be a cracking game, Scotland. I mean, the atmosphere is superb. And that is, for me, they can get 3 points there, which, look, they're capable of.
If we beat them, and then
they're in a great position.
Then we'll sneak in.
Yeah, absolutely.
Northern Ireland, home to Greece. Northern Ireland have been fantastic. We like Michael O'Neill.
Yes.
Lovely guy. Speak to him regularly.
Great that he's going to get a new contract because he's the future for Northern Irish football. 2 points needed out. Greece at home's the one for me. You know, under the lights, be a cracking atmosphere. The home fans know exactly what they've got to do. Win the game. And Greece have been pretty poor, haven't they? They've been absolutely
poor,
awful.
But with them... You know, that result at the Emirates, you know, that will give them a little lift, you know.
Well, I think Northern Ireland, it's all about Northern Ireland, not about Greece. So I think Northern Ireland, knowing...
Needing 2 points to qualify.
As players, Al, if you're going out into a game and you know, if we win this game, we are going to... Surely you would find a bit more.
Yeah,
you find a bit more from somewhere. And Greece,
Greece are not taking on Spain. You're taking on
what Greece playing for? Nothing. So, I think you find that a little bit extra as a player. And we know Greek. Look, they did travel to Emirates the other day. I must admit, but they don't travel that well.
No.
So I think it's a massive opportunity at home game.
And the Welsh, Bale has been a superstar for them. Bosnia away, not simple, not easy.
Yeah, but Andorra, it's a shoe-in. It's a
shoe-in.
They're in, which is great for Chris Coleman and his squad. Just see that Gareth Bale got the player of the season. He won every single accolade up in Wales, which well deserved. But people like Williams at the back have been excellent.
Yeah.
Ramsey midfield, you know, they've got a real squad ethic now. That they work hard, they're hard to beat, but they've got that quality they needed. People like Ramsey can change your game. People like Bell, we know, can change your game. So I think Wales have been superb.
Now, do you want the good news or the bad news? Because I can't wait for... I'm not wishing my life away, but summer down to France. Fabulous.
Oh, I'm with you.
Well, I've got the roster, right?
Yeah, when are you going?
I'm down in Nice and Cannes, and I may have to go to round the harbour a wee bit, down to, Marseille. Whereas we've got you sorted, you're in Lille.
What?
Yeah, that's if we can get
what,
you
with the moose. With the moose.
Yeah, that's if we can get you through the tunnel.
Right. Okay. Well, you know, I always remember the stories with moose. Moose on them sort of trips. You know,
this is anyone who doesn't know the moose is Ian Abrahams.
He thinks he does the news at TalkSport. But I remember going to Ireland, to South Africa, out, and it was brilliant. I remember sitting there one day, and I've turned up. 2010, and the moose has got his West Ham kit on. He always got his West Ham kit on, and he's got his ball under his arm, raise your fancy kick around in the garden. So I went, come then, moose, I'll have a game with you. So I'm whacking balls at him, and he's useless. But in the end, I say to him, moose, I tell you what, I played with some great players like Henri, Bergkamp. You know, I've got a good touch on you, similar to theirs. He told everyone in the house, I'm going to be a cut.
Anyway,
8 o'clock the next morning now, I'm sitting in my room. I'm in my bed still. He knocked on my door. It's Moose with his kit on again, with his ball. He's fancy another kick around. He's fancy another kick around. Anyway, so I've gone back. Let's get me half out, Moose. Get up. So I've gone in the garden.
No mates, that's why.
I've gone in the garden with him again, and now I'm kicking the ball with him and whatever. And I said, Moose, do you know what? I think you're wasted doing this news reports and all that. Why don't you be a coach? You could be a top class coach with the skills you've got with the ball. And he went like that. He went, I'm thinking about moving. I'm thinking about trying to do that, you know. And he was all serious about it. And all the lads in the house, because it was like a big house we all stayed in, they went, what have you said to him today? He's told everyone he's going to be a top-class coach now.
He couldn't train Ivy up a wall. Oh. Did you see him in Soccer AM the Saturday morning? I've never laughed so much in my life. He reckons he'd done all right.
What?
He reckons he's done all right.
Well, if you go back and see that clip, it was embarrassing, to be fair.
But he's got the skin of a rhinoceros. I swear, he don't care.
All he's interested in is his pre-match meal and what food he's going to eat for the day. Because when I go out with him, Chelsea and that, the chef gives him a private area where he can eat on his own. And half time,
and it gets messy.
Do you know what? I'm queuing up, Al, for a cup of tea. He walks straight to the front of the queue.
Oh, I know.
Gets his two pies.
That's what I mean. He has got skin thick as that.
Unbelievable.
When I give him a little bit of stick in the radio now and again, I get pelters. You're a bully. I'm not a bully. You just don't know this numpty the moose. He is the most arrogant, unbelievable, full of himself tube you ever met in your life. Ray, I've loved it.
Cheers, Al. Brought to you by Audioboom.